Well, we always talk food here on a Wednesday, and it's great when you're in the office here with me because we can we get fun stuff off the air to get us ready for on the air. Your diet, the bet, how long does this thing last, man? You look like you're whittling away to nothing over there.
Well, it goes till May 26th when I leave for a week for Lake House.
Oh, you get it all. So you're going to get in bikini weather.
Yeah. Trying to get into my summer bod going. Get a nice little base tan. You might see me laying out there in the Taco Bell parking lot.
UV rays today are 8 of 11.
Oh, good to know.
Probably got a little on your way over.
Good to know. If you see a fat, pale guy walking around the square, you know what's going on.
And his buddy will be right there behind him.
But yeah, man, it's good. I went down 14 pounds, then had a bad last 4 days, jumped up two. But I'm still down 12 and still got over a month left.
How do you knock out that much so quickly? Just wipe out sugar? What do you try to do there?
Yeah, sugar and carbs and just the portion size. You know what I mean?
But all I eat is sugar and carbs.
I know. It's, again, the biggest thing is portion size and just staying busy. And then when you just feel yourself, at least for me, like.
Do you get hangry? Snickers commercial? Are you that guy?
I'll get easily frustrated.
I'm easily the hangry guy.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't know if I get hangry, but I get a little on edge. But I'll feel like during this time, if I feel myself like getting that way, I'll go up just with a tiny bit of sauce serve, some peanut butter, some banana.
Yeah.
And I'm good. And that I coast off that for 2 hours.
So you just ride that the splash of sugar instead of the meal of all the.
Yes. Like, yes.
Like
exactly.
I'm going to crush a pizza and some breadsticks.
Oh, dude. We went up to a U.S. food show in Indy yesterday.
That was not good for the diet.
Not at all. But the thing was, Aaron was with me.
Okay.
So
good.
I could see what he was eating, yep. And we were both gorging. So I'm like, okay, this is fine.
So you didn't like tie one of your arms behind your back? Or
Yeah, I was talking to one of my friends. They're like, well, they still had healthy stuff there. I was like, yeah, but I'm not going to not try the other stuff.
Right.
It's free.
Now, here's the problem, though, and you just brought that up, and not being in the food business for as long as Iowa, I just don't know who goes out and wants to eat healthy. Don't you stay home to make healthy food? Isn't that how that works? I mean, you've worked in enough places. I've worked in enough places. The number one thing that makes food taste good is fat.
Yeah.
Butter.
Yeah.
Butter is the leading culprit of that. So if you're people that want to go do healthy things, okay, salads are great. You're right. That's about it.
Yeah. I mean, but it's a lot of, there's a lot of good salads. You can also do like the bowls at Feta.
Oh, good point.
Are really
yeah.
good. I try to just go heavy protein.
Right.
And yeah, I've done some cooking at home, including 4 s'mores on Sunday or Monday night, which did not, like I said, I did bad for 4 days.
Yeah.
But instead of doing Hershey's, we did the Reese's bar that they have now.
It's cool.
A Reese's.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just,
peanut butter s'more.
Yeah. Oh, it's the best.
That is. That's not going to help your diet, though.
Not four.
No.
Four of them.
Well, you have two hands. I get that.
Well, I was going to just do two,
well,
and then 30
sample.
Minutes goes by, and I'm like, well.
Fire's still hot.
Yeah. Like, I didn't get those first marshmallows perfect.
Join us next week on the Fat Guy's Excuses podcast.
Yeah, it's like the fire's still going, and it's a propane fire.
Well, so. We open the wrapper. We got to, you know, these things are going to go to waste, so let's make sure we do that. But even, like, when you go eat fish at a restaurant, what do you think they put on top of it to make it taste better?
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of butter, but if you're still, if you're watching.
It's better, though, than eating 12 pieces of fried chicken. I got it.
But if you're not doing the sugar and the carbs,
yeah.
The butter on that fish isn't going to kill you.
It's not. It's just if you're doing the butter on the bread on the roll to the fish.
Correct,
while you're
yes.
eating, waiting for the fish to get there.
If you're going to a Charlie's or Texas Roadhouse, smashing 4 rolls first.
Yeah, like Red Lobster, eating a basket of cheddar biscuits. That ain't it.
Did you see they lost 11 mil
on the shrimp deal?
The shrimp.
Yeah.
And now, like, people are getting fired over it.
But 11 million for them is not, look.
I know, but still.
You and me, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, to but, Darden.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is that? That's like a guy's quarterly bonus at Runs a Place. Yeah. Come on, relax.
He can't upgrade
relax.
His yacht this year.
Yeah, exactly. Time to get a jet ski instead.
Oh, no.
Oh, geez. All right, so you look good. You're losing weight, but you got to have some s'mores in life. You got to have a little cheat day because I think even when and I would have no idea, and you looking at me would tell you that, like you know, you do these diet plans and like you get a day to cheat because life's too short to just be on a diet, you know.
Right.
Because when you're dead, nobody cares how you did on your diet. That's just not that's not something they
yeah.
talk about. It's like, well, you know, he did diet for 28 years before he died. And it's, well, that's the whole thing. So we got to live and we got to have some fun. What are we going to do on Food Truck Friday? That forecast I have for you is not very good.
Last I looked, so you probably know better than I did. Last I looked, it was like 45% chance.
It's worse than that.
Oh, that's great. But, that's awesome. But I love to hear that.
But well, now you got to know that, and our listeners need to know that, and our friends need to know
absolutely.
That because it's such a big deal. You guys have done such a great job building it into what it is. It's no longer cute. It's a thing. It's an event. And Friday's forecast as of this very second is cloudy with rain developing later in the day. Chance of rain is 60%. So that's a little bit better than it was an hour ago, which tells me what? That they know something's going to happen. They're just not sure how and what. 67 for a high, that's average this time of year, and there's nothing wrong with it. So here's what you do, folks. It's on until it's not.
Exactly. We have our Instagram, Food Truck Friday, at Food Truck Friday B-Town. We have our Facebook, Bloomington Food Truck Friday. If you just type in facebook.com/Food Truck Friday, it's Bloomington, Indiana. It's ours. And we'll announce anything there. But honestly, unless it's going to rain all day and it's going to be super chilly, or we're going to keep it going. So just try to keep an eye on the forecast. If it looks like it's going to be raining during dinner, come support the trucks early if you can. That would help them out so much because we still pay to rent the park. The trucks pay to be there. Anything you can do to help them out. But as long as that rain doesn't hit during the prime dinner hours from 5 to 8, everything's going to be okay. That's when most everyone comes out, and that's when the live music is. So I don't know. We just play it by ear and hope for the best, man.
That's it. So let's just talk about it that way. It's going to be a great Food Truck Friday, and it might not be the best ever, but it'll be a top percentile.
I mean, the dynamics are playing.
Oh, really? I had no idea. Who else is involved? I'm scrambling to get there now.
Yeah, so there's the Beyond the Diagnosis HIV Visibility Walk going on the main stage over in the grass area, and we've partnered with them. They've always done it during Food Truck Friday, but they have dynamics playing. We have an opener playing over on the pavilion lawn before, from 5 to when they go on, I think at like 6:45. They play till 8. So there should be a ton of people there if the weather holds off. We've got a great lineup of trucks. It's free to attend. It's from 11 to 8. Starting in May, we'll go through 9 through the end of September. And then for October, we will end at 8 again. But, yeah, we've got a lot of folks lined up for this week. Little Bull Thai, which used to be Blooming Thai on the Square. Uno Mas, Planted, A12 Barbecue, Donair Kebab, Jay's Kitchen, Tab's Kitchen. Tried them for the first time. Really delicious chicken biryani.
That's a Southern Indian, correct?
Correct, absolutely. La Poblana, Ellie Mae's Barbecue, Betty's, Chocolate Mousse. Yeah.
Oh, that's it? That's all you got going on, huh?
Never mind. I might have just...
Got more.
Might have just read the old one. There we go. Bloomberg will also be there.
You said
kebab
that last
Kebab on wheels.
Us,
right? Yeah, so kebab, they will actually be there. And Pinoy Gardens is back. They have not been there. They will be back.
What's Kebab on Wheels? Is that new?
Yeah, so Shafiq, he had Kebab on Wheels. They used to set up late night out front of Taco Bell right here.
Oh, up at the corner?
Okay. Yeah, it's a blue and white. It's a white truck with some blue lettering. And he had that. He started it with his daughter, Deba. I think she's moved on. He was owned Turquoise and then just sold it, and he's back doing the food truck again. So
he sold Turquoise.
Correct.
Who bought that?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I know. I'm slacking.
We just we got moving parts. That's why we do this, right?
Absolutely.
So again, he's got the itch, wants to be out and see what else is going on. Well, that's the good news as well. All right, Turquoise on the market. Well, I guess off the is it sold, right? It's been sold?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow, that is interesting. Interesting. Jordan Davis is our guest. Where you been eating, man? I know this diet thing has slowed you down. I know you're not getting s'mores on the streets.
Yeah, so we...
Southern Indiana street food.
I was doing... Yeah. I went over to Elm Coffee House, man. They do such a great... You always think of Elm for, nice dinner, but I did the Elm Coffee House. They're open, I think, Tuesday through Saturday, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe Wednesday through Saturday.
I had no idea they had a coffee house.
Yeah, but they got a window. I never even walk in the building. But I can look in. There's people sitting down. They're working on their computer. They're having coffee. It's great. I did their ube cold brew.
What does ube mean? I know I see that all the time. I know Pinoy Gardens.
Yeah,
ube.
They do their...
It's purple.
Yeah.
It scares the hell out of me.
I know. Yeah, I think it's, if I'm not mistaken, I think it's kind of like a purple sweet potato.
You're right, because I did look it up before. But it's more of like, is it used more in dessert?
Yeah, typically.
Okay, well, sweet potato makes sense. I'm not a big fan of sweet potato, so maybe that's why it's gone in one ear and out the other, and then I would grab a handful of tater tots instead to get my carbohydrate credit.
Yeah, there you go.
You notice a pattern here, don't you?
So apparently, even though ube and purple sweet potato share a sweet, earthy taste, ube has a distinctively nuttier, vanilla-like flavor.
Well, that makes sense then from the... from that side of the coin. So you got an ube what?
Cold brew. So they did like ube sweet foam on top of their cold brew.
Okay.
And then they had, I was looking for a scone. I was in the mood for a scone. They
did. Scones crunchy?
Yeah. I mean, my favorite scone is from Two Sticks. They do an everything bagel scone. It's super garlicky, the everything seed, and they have little chunks of cheese, cream cheese.
Oh, throughout. So you get the sweet and the savory. And
just that, the creaminess. Ooh. You get the crunch on the outside. But it just depends on the scone you get. Typically, I think a good scone has a nice crunchy exterior with a moist inside.
So you're getting a cold brew. Are you still in the coffee business?
In Nashville, yes.
Okay.
And we do frappes down here at, you know, on our South Walnut location.
Frappes?
What?
I don't even know what that is.
It's a frappuccino. Kids love
them. Oh,
you know
that's
what I mean?
My daughter,
it's a blended coffee. Yeah.
That's why I eat fish sticks on Friday nights, because my kids eat four frappuccinos a week.
Yeah, exactly. You get the whipped cream on top. You load it up.
Yeah.
So it's a blended. I mean, it's essentially.
I thought those were called Dad, You're an Idiot.
Yeah. Well, that's how they get kids hooked on coffee. That's for me at 116th and Keystone, the Starbucks in Merchant Square, which is
so
not going to
be. So Joe Camel hands you a frappuccino?
Absolutely. Yep. And then I've just been taking frappuccino breaks for 5 minutes hour.
So the cold brew then, it has all of the wonderful caffeine, but not the hotness.
Correct. Cold brew, so it's less acidic. It takes like 20. So we do our own cold brew out in Brown County. There used to be, Yule Zing here in town.
Oh, yeah. The yellow cans.
Mm-hmm, so Samuel Savine, he started that, and he was a trailblazer.
Cause he used to ride his bike around.
Yeah, and he had the little card in the back, and he came to some Food Truck Fridays. We had his Yule Zing on tap in the stand during those later months.
Very cool.
But that was before cold brew took off to what it is now. It has a less acidic taste to it.
A little easier on your stomach, too,
mm-hmm,
I would think.
Exactly, okay. Yeah. And then they also, when I was at Elm Coffee House.
You think anything could hurt this?
Yeah, stomach? Please. Like, yeah. This thing's impenetrable.
It is.
Yeah.
There's a six-pack in there. Maybe two.
Maybe two.
Maybe.
Why have a six-pack when you could have a keg? Come on.
The beer math. You get 12 cheaper than six. That's how that works.
So they didn't have scones, but they had their homemade moon pies.
I did see that somewhere.
It was like a sorghum graham cracker with this like homemade filling dipped in chocolate, and they had this like purple glitter
on it.
And
you're losing weight during all of this?
No, I know. Well, that's the thing, is that's literally the only one I have on my list.
Oh my
gosh. From the
last
week is just Elm Coffee House. As far as eating out locally, because I've been up to Indy a few times in the past week. I can't even remember where I ate up there because it's just nothing compared to Bloomington, you know? But yeah, that's it. That's all I got, man. Food Truck Friday, we can talk Bloom, but I...
No, I got stuff for you. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Get it out. That's good. Jordan Davis is our guest. We always have a ton of fun, whether he's eating everywhere or not. I did try a Taqueria Acapulco. Delicious. I like it. When I was growing up, my mom would fry the taco shells in a little bit of oil, flour shells.
Yeah.
And now they have corn over there, I think, or they have tortas and gordas and the big sandwiches as well. And it was tasty. Salsa was outstanding. Hot sauce. It looks just like, that's going to light you up. But on the square, very quick in, very quick out, very helpful as well.
Good to
because
know.
That menu is loaded with categories of stuff, and you're going to be overwhelmed a little bit if you're not if you're not from Acapulco. You probably need a little help, and the lady that was taking care of me was great, so that was very exciting. We do have a online question here. When are the food trucks in Ellettsville going to get up and running here in the springtime?
Yeah, May 8th. We haven't announced it yet, so this is a glass in the afternoon exclusive.
Give me the dun, 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 dun.
Yeah. We've got another glass in the afternoon exclusive.
I have that on tape, so
that was good. Yeah.
We can use that. Well, there you are, kids.
Yeah, May 8th. Coming back, we'll be at the park there where they host the fall festival. Just spoke with my contact at the town over there. We're still ironing out some details, some things were going to happen. Now they're not happening. But it's back. It'll be Wednesday evenings, 4:30 to 8:30 at the park. It's going to be great. We'll have some food trucks out there, and we're just trying to figure out the entertainment. We might have some other vendors there that aren't food trucks. That'll help drive some foot traffic. But, yeah, we'll be announcing it soon.
Big event coming up this weekend. Do you know what of it I speak? The International Festival is coming up on Sunday on 4th Street.
Oh, nice. Okay, yeah.
I don't want people to forget about that because we try to help out all of our restaurants, food trucks, new, old, and all things in between. Now, the tone of your voice suggested you might not be aware of that. So if you're not aware of it, we should be promoting that better. Folks, help us help you. If you got something you want us to talk about, we'd love to help. Love to help you.
Send it in.
But we can't. We don't have a staff. We can't tell them to go out and scour the internet for stuff to do.
We're just talking about what you and I happen to know about.
That's it. Yeah. And if we don't know about it, don't get mad at us because we didn't know about it. And I think that you're clued in more than I am. I'm clued in from the macro. You're into the micro and the macro. But I just ran into it. Now I can't find it again.
International Festival, Sunday, on 4th Street.
I think it's on 4th Street. I think that's where it was before. So you have all those millions of restaurants that are gorgeous. And we've got some new ones. Who's getting the facelift down there? Blooming Tie is moving in. Is that right?
Or yeah, where Anatolia was. Yeah. So, but again, you can still find them at the Little Boy.
We had lunch last week at Siam House outside when it was 78 degrees or whatever it was, 80 degrees. It was delightful. So all of these wonderful things that are going on.
So it looks like it's going to be Sunday, April 28th from 1 to 4 on 4th Street.
Okay, we did get it right. 1 to 4. So go on down. Same thing. There's going to be no admission, but there'll be people probably with some carts out there having some fun. Maybe it's a taste of 4th Street. I don't know. Well, you know what? Maybe that's not bad. It's going to be 84 degrees on Sunday. It's going to be absolutely great. And if you needed something to do, go see.
Yeah, I wish I could be over there. I'm sure it'll be a great time.
You
got to
support the Pacers, though.
I mean, Pacers and PopCon is going on. So No Dishes, it's a thing going on at the convention center all weekend.
Here?
In Indy. Okay. So I'm going up early, doing a live podcast there.
With who?
With Chris Spangle. So he's been a producer on the Bob and Tom Show for a long time. And
that's how I grew up with Bob and Tom.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, grow up with them or listening to them? Oh, no, yeah.
Listening to them. Okay. Yes. So when I would go to school, because we were too posh to ride the bus, well, whoever's taking us to school would have Bob and Tom.
Yeah. On. Oh, yeah.
Then I had the bumper sticker on my first car, Bob and Tom.
Oh, there you go. Nice. Yeah. So it's cool. We did, they're doing this whole thing. We got nominated for a few different PopCon awards for the No Dishes podcast.
Look at you.
We made the top three in a few different categories. We didn't win any, but we're still kind of new to the indie podcasting scene. They just kind of found out about us. But it's been really great connecting with a lot of people up there. They do a lot of cool stuff. One of the guys who has the food podcast up there is doing stand-up comedy tonight at the Orbit Room. So I'll be over there checking that out. Dropkick Comedy featuring Dyke Michaels.
What time's that start?
8 o'clock. You can buy tickets. Only $11.
Open to those 21 and older, I would think.
Correct.
Okay, because yes. I know the Orbit Room does some other things with some, but that's not one of them. So we will leave that out. Who won the best ice cream in the Bloom Taste of Bloomington Awards ceremony?
You know, so fun fact, Glass.
You got 1 minute. Make it a quick fun fact.
The category was not best ice cream. It was best sweets. So the ice cream people, myself included, normally we have to compete against just each other, but we are competing against bakeries, fine dining, you name it. Oh. But Chocolate Mousse still pulled it out.
Atta boy. And I would expect nothing less from you. The team played hard. I know you guys have been putting in extra practice, the extra shooting after the shift gets over.
100 free throw, 100 scoop shakes before I leave every day.
Right. We're doing film work, making sure we've got the technique right and ready to go. Well, that's fun. Where can I pick up a Bloom magazine? I had you bring me one because I joked with you, but I'm not joking. The places I hang out don't have magazines.
You know what? They've got them at 230 locations, banks.
I should do better than that.
We had some at the Chocolate Mousse. They're all gone. But really quick, want to give a shout out to Two Sticks, Hartzell's, Jiffy Treat, Feast, all the amazing places that we are up against. They all do incredible work.
Who's on the podcast?
We just had actually Malcolm and Cassandra from Bloom on. And then upcoming, we've got Heartwork Brewing and Da Vinci.
Ooh, Heartwork. My buddy Jeff from the
Yogi's absolutely.
Days.
So it was Aubrey and Dan that came on. But Jeff, we've worked with him on getting them some food trucks up there. And
super.
We've worked together quite a bit. Excited.
Awesome. Well, don't work too hard. I want a full report from the Pacers game Sunday. I hope next time I'm speaking to you, the series is over.
Hopefully.
The game 4-5 would be on Tuesday. So if the Pacers win the next three, it will be. It's the first of four. The big winners last night. We're big winners with Jordan Davis every week. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, thanks, man. Appreciate you having me.